The bottom of Chafal from the days, Gemara has two cases involving a flower pot. The first case is not a machlaikis, and the second case is a machlaikis. Kasvei al chayret shalot tznagim kosher. The shakalei the yala the yahava lay hehalot. It's written on the it's written on the flower pot, and he's megarisha by giving on the flower pot, so that's a good guess. Al Allah shalot tznakuf abayah makasha rav on the pasul abayah makasha the shakalei yahava lahenela, same way as before. And Rava says pasul gazeri shaniyikta. If this nekar I did in Rava's maskim, it would be good. But with Rabbanon, it's a gezeirah shema yiktayim. So here, in order to appreciate the Ran's kasha on Rashi, we have to see the Tosfos in the previous sugya, Tosfos Yotza Zeh, where the Tosfos brings a tremendous kiddush al chumra. From Achleikis to Rabbi Mishmuel, which is the Rashbam, and Rabbi Mutan, first Rabbi Mishmuel. The Dafka Balei Chayim, I Mechubel Akarka, Shaiker Dava Migidulai, Choshe Mechubel Mechusa Ketzitza. Dafka, if you write a get, and then you have to be Oikerit, either to be Oikerit from a Balchai, or to be Oikerit from Mechubel Akarka, that is absurd. The Teda, the Bissamach Iflagu, Abai of a Rava, Kirikasay Allah Shalasit Nak, of the Rava God, the Shemi Yikdain, Abba Kishainai Naku, Mashma, Fila Yikdain Kasha, Chay Perish Rabbi Ben Shmaya, Bipirusha. Now the Rashbam doesn't sound like such a big Kiddush. The Rashbam says that if you write a get on the Otzitz, Shein Einokov, you're right, and it's not connected to the ground, so it doesn't matter afterwards if you rip it off. And to kasav get beklav gadol v'akachot chay l'fizek kasher. Now this case, until we got to that chafala from the base, somebody who doesn't get to this taisvus, who misses this taisvus, I don't think we'd ever have a havamina to passel such a get. Somebody has a large piece of cloth, and he writes a get on the top of the cloth, and the whole get is only 12 lines anyway. So he cuts off the piece that he wrote, and he uses it for a get. So what would be, there would be a havamina to pass on such a thing? Why would anybody think such a thing is possible? And the Rishbam Taka says that it's kosher, that it's no problem. And he says, my sahayah b'mei Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rabbi Nachum, who Paslai, the Nechelku Alokid Eile Yadar, Ubahag Paisel, the Chay Rabbeinu Tam, Hoya Machmir. He says here a tremendous Kiddush. That if you, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, that if you write a get on a large piece of cloth, and afterwards you just cut off the part that you used, and you take that piece of cloth and you give it to the Isha, it's a Paslai like get. Because it was, with the time you wrote it, it was Mechutza Ketzitza, it was Mechutza being cut. You cut it later. What's the Hesber? What's the Hesber in Rabbeinu Tam? Well, what's the soul? Why are you too wrong? The Kosav in Asan, because there is a Kosav that what? That the that there can't be between the Ksiva and the Sina, there can't be a big Maisa. Is the Maisa the problem? The mice of cutting? Is that the problem? If it's the mice of cutting, then even if you cut a dover muid, you say mice of cutting.
Right.
Tosfos is gonna say that this in the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, again the Rashbam is Machshir. Rashbam says the only time there's a problem is it between the Ksiva and the Nesina. If in between you cut it off of Bukhobala Karka, you cut it off of a living thing. That's the only time it's a problem. But that's the sheet of the Rashbam. The sheet of Rashi of the Rabbeinu Tam is that any time you did a cutting afterwards, it's no good. Except Rabbeinu Tam says, when you do ma'at li'apaisai, if you do a small amount to make it nice, you want to cut around the edges and make it nice, make it even. So then Rabbeinu Tam says, that doesn't passel. What's the hesber of Rabbeinu Tam? The small amount doesn't passel. So Bashkofer Rishon, I would say, because there, I'm cutting for the sake of the get, not for the sake of the rest of the paper. When I have a piece of paper, a very big piece of paper, and I wrote a get on top, why am I cutting it? Because I want to save the rest of the big piece of paper. I'm doing it for the other paper. So then I would say that's why it's a problem. But ma'at, and even why should that be a problem, is also a good cash. Why should that be a problem? But certainly when I do ma'at to be miyapin again, I'm just doing it to make the get prettier, so I'm doing it, it's like sort of an ikar and a tofel. I'm doing it just to fix up the get. And there, it's not a problem, because I'm doing the cutting just to beautify the get. I think that, by Shkaf Rishai, that would be the pshat in the Taisvis. Okay, all right, 1 second, you're jumping. The question that you, what we're trying to do is to understand not why it's kosher when you cut off ma'at, which we understand, but why it's possible when I cut off a bigger amount. The Ramah says the gather is, if the piece of paper I cut off is bigger than the piece of paper of the get itself, that's absurd. If the paper I cut off is smaller than the get itself, then it's not absurd. If it's bigger, then it is absurd. Why should that be absurd? What's the hesper? What's the hesper? Why should that pass? But there, if I leave the quarter in, so it's not really a quarter. Here, I can leave the get in, it could be a perfectly good get. A get's allowed to have a large piece of blank paper on the bottom of it, there's no psul. And it would be kosher. If I took this whole get and I gave it as is, it would be kosher. But because I cut it, that's because of ketzitza, that's no good. What sounds like Rabbeinu Tam holds that the get you write and the get you give has to be the same thing. It has to be the same object that I wrote and the same object I give, the kosav and asan. It's got to be the same thing. Now that is a tremendous chiddush, l'chumra. What's his makar? When the time brings the raya, from our gemara, it's a kamar b'samach kosvay al-cheres sha'otz it's nagov. Kasha the shakal of Yavala and Hela. You have to give her the whole flower pot. You have to give her the whole flower pot. If you give her a piece of the flower pot, like Rabbeinu Tam, it's Mashma Magamar, it would be possible. So this Rabbeinu Tam is a tremendous chiddush l'chumra that you can't, the kasha of a nasan, what you write, that's what you have to give. The Rashbam is the opposite extreme. The Rashbam holds whatever you do to it doesn't matter, and only if it's mechub l'taka balechayim, which is the perish in the Gemara, so then there's a problem of cutting it afterwards. But stamazai, there's no problem if you cut it after. So what? The piece that I gave. The piece that I gave has to get on it.
Everything on it.
Has the whole get on it, and then the Rabbeinu Tam says, "Magamar, it's mashma. That would be possible if you break it off." So the Rad asks that Rashi, in the Rashi the Shokalei, Rashi seems to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Because in the Rashi, the Shokalei, Rashi says, the Shokalei l'kulei yatzitz, v'en kamuchusik tzitza, v'en loch v'shem yish baracheres, v'en loch eticha. So Rashi says, v'en loch v'shem yish baracheres, v'en loch eticha. Let me chayshu, she'll break it off and give it to her, which would be possible. V'lein masin le'latzitz, he wouldn't do it. Vaitis from Rashi, if you break a piece off the otzitz, break off the piece that has the get and give it to her, it's possible. Because it's psul mechusik tzitza. So this Rashi is mashma that Rashi shita is like shitas Rabbi Natan. On the other hand, the Rashi at the top of the Yomid Aleph, where Rashi says Shema Yikdaim, in the case of the leaf, where you wrote on a leaf, and Rav said it's possible Shema Yikdaim. So Rashi says, let's say you are kaitim it, who cares? So such Rashi Shema Yikdaim Allah, Vavakitza Min HaMechuber. And the psul of Yikdaim is because you're cutting it off of Mechuber, you wrote it on a leaf, and you're breaking the leaf off from Mechuber. It's up to Rashi, it's Masha from this Rashi. Then why is there a psul if I write again on a leaf and I rip the leaf off and give it to the Isha because I did a ketzitza min ha-mechuber? That's because it was an otzitz knockoff and it was considered mechuber l'karka. But otherwise there would be no psul, which is like the Rashbam. The Rashi at the top is like the Rashbam, that only ketzitza min ha-mechuber is a problem. If it wouldn't be ketzitza min ha-mechuber, it wouldn't be a problem. So Zokteran, it's a steer in Rashi. The first Rashi is like Rabbeinu Tam. The second Rashi is like the Rashbam. So what's this Rashi?
Maybe the second Rashi is only saying that even in a case where it's less than half, so all is less than half of everything else, even in that case it's still possible.
Ripping up an Allah which is growing from an otzitz. And the stavr that Rashi means that because the Allah is the majority, it's more than the otzitz and the whole otzitz. I don't think so. But the Allah is the davamu, and not everything else. When you have something growing from a flower pot, you rip off a leaf. The leaf is not the majority of it.
He's
cutting off the leaf.
Right.
So if he'd be cutting off this leaf from an otzitz, it says not knockoff, Rashi says it will be kosher. Now, if you hold cutting off of a piece of paper as possible, so why cutting a leaf? Why would that be kosher? As if you hold like a bit of time, that possible is the paper case. So if I cut a piece of paper, that cut off the part I didn't write on, that's a psul. And if I rip a leaf off of a plant, which is growing from a flower pot. Liapis the leaf?
Yeah.
More likely, Liapis the leaf. Okay. I don't see it so much that ripping a leaf off is a leap, or you put up a leaf. I don't know. It's hard to see this. Akaparim, this is the Rav's kasha. So Reb Ruvein and the Stipler go in a very similar mahalach, both of them, to try to explain Shitas Rashi by giving a geder, by giving a hagdara to the rule of mechusik tzitza. Because according to the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, there aren't any real gedarim. According to the Rashbam, there are no rules of mechusik tzitza, only what says in the Gemara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, everything is a problem of mechusik tzitza. Zapta Bruvein is a Hagdara. There are certain times when you break something, you rip off a piece of something, and it's what he calls a Shvayolov. The thing still retains its identity, what it was before, it still is. Now sometimes that you break something off, and it's Ein Shvayolov. It doesn't, it loses its identity, it becomes something new. Depending on what the metzius is of the thing that you're breaking. Obviously, let's say someone takes a flower pot and he breaks off a piece of pottery off the side of the flower pot. So that ain't shmayolav. That the piece of flower pot is not a flower pot. It's just a piece of pottery. It's not usable as a flower pot at all. So something like that—that's ein shmayalav. That's considered a major shinui. That's considered a major change in the thing. Sometimes you can break something off of something, and it retains shmay. It doesn't lose its shem. If you have a large piece of paper and you rip it in half, so each half of the piece of paper, it's still a shmayalav. It's still still a piece of paper. It didn't lose its identity.
It lost its identity.
You have a large piece of writing. If you have a large piece of writing paper and you cut it in half, so you have two small pieces of writing paper. It still, it didn't lose its shmay. It didn't lose its name.
Of paper, right.
But it didn't. The actual breaking doesn't lose its identity. He says in Su Hilchos Muktzah. We find such a geder by Shivrei Kalim on Shabbos. The halacha is in Hilchos Muktzah that Shivrei Kalim are Muktzah. If you have a keli, let's say you have a plate, and it breaks into pieces. So the pieces of the plate are now Muktzah. The Shivrei Kalim. Shivrei Kalim on Muktzah. If it's in a place people might get hurt, you're allowed to move it away because there's a Hezer and Hilchos Muktzah. But the pieces are Muktzah. Except when you have Shivrei Kalim that are Shmai Olav, that still have a Shem Keli, then those pieces of Muktzah don't, then those pieces in Shivrei Kalim do not have a Din Muktzah. If somebody, the case of Shulchan Aruch is where a plate breaks in a way where each piece of the plate is still usable. Nowadays, you would never use pieces of plate.
It's
a machlokes actually, tanoim and machlokes apoiskim. If it has to have any use or a use ne'en malachte harishayna, so it's actually machlokes reviewed in the Chacham. But for our sake, we'll call it that it has a similar use to before. If somebody has glasses, his glasses break, let's say the temple of his glasses break. So the front piece of the glasses, they're still usable, they're not so pleasant to use, but if you're stuck and you have to read, you need glasses to read or you need glasses to see. So you put on glasses without the temple, the temple's broken off, but the glasses themselves are still usable, so a person can still use it. So it's not Muktzah, it's not Shivrei Kalim, it doesn't have a din of Shivrei Kalim to be Muktzah, according to many Paiskim. If a button falls off a baguette, so if the button breaks, then it can't be sewn back on, it's not usable anymore, then it's Muktzah. If the button is still usable, it's still something that can be attached on Shabbos, but it's still a button, still usable. So according to most Paiskim, that Mishnah Berurah holds that doesn't have a din of Muktzah. That Shivrei Kalim, that are still Rai, they're still Rai L'malach Tevishayna, they're still Rai to be used.
Alright,
so something that has to be reattached is a halacha of such a l'saber. That it has to be something that you're going to reattach. But for us, that's something that will be usable. If somebody has a blanket, the blanket is ripped in half, so each half of the blanket is still usable. Anything which when you break it, the pieces are still usable, even if they're only usable for Shas HaTzchak, it doesn't have a din muktzah. Why? Because it's still what it was before. If it's ein shmai olav, if something breaks in a way that it's not usable anymore, it's that called ein shmai olav. And then it's considered something new, and then it's something muktzah. No to Shabbos. Same thing in Hilchos Gedeva. You know, a ganav has to return the same exact thing he stole. If a ganav steals something, he doesn't have an option of saying, I'll give you money. I'll keep the thing I stole. I like it. I'll pay you money instead. A ganav doesn't have the option. The Haitian says, hey, Lesha Gozal. The thing he stole, he has to return. What happens if the thing he stole was Mishtana? A ganav steals something. And there's a shinoi. There's some kind of shinoi in the object. Does he have to return the object? If it goes down in value, he'll have to make up the difference. But does he have to return the object itself? So Reb Ruvein has a hagdara that any time it's shmoy olav, whatever shinoi happened, but it's still called by the Shem Keli that it was originally, so you have to return it. If it went down in value, you have to pay the difference. But you have to return the thing itself. If it's ein shmai olav, if it changed in a way that's ein shmai olav, so then you don't have to return it. So for Reb Ruvein, the same hagdara is Rashi Shita here. The same type of hagdara. And, you know, well, what is the hagdara? Somebody writes a get. And then someone cuts it. It's on a piece of paper, he cuts it. Rashi holds it, doesn't matter. Before it was a piece of paper, now it's a piece of paper. It's taka davar mistaver that cutting is not a chashuv cutting that you're possible to get. When does it possible to get? If you have something like a pot, and you break off the side of the pot on which the get is written, and now you have a piece of cheres, the flower pot is ruined. It can't be used as a flower pot. That's just a piece of pottery. There, Rashi holds that's called a big shinoi, and that shinoi passes. That's a psul v'chasa v'nasa. You have to write it and give it. You have, the thing you give is the thing that you have to write. So if there were small changes, that doesn't change. Then you still, you're giving the thing you wrote. Calls the man that there was a major shinoi, that in Shmai Olav, if the Shem Hadavar was Nishtana, so then Rashi Shita is that's Chsarin in Mechusik Tzitzah. So the two Rashis are good. If you have a flower pot, you break it, a piece of pottery is about it, it's in Shmai Olav, it's a psul. If you have a leaf, now if the leaf is Mechum Lekarka, it's attached, it's Kisyonik from the ground, and you rip it off. So finally, you changed it. You took some yet Mechum Lekarka, you made it Talush. That changes the name. And that's a psul. But if you have a leaf that's Talush anyway, it's an off, it's Shainai Nachav. You have a leaf that's Talush anyway. And now you're tarnish the leaf from the stem from which it's grown. The leaf itself, there was a leaf before, it's a leaf now. That leaf doesn't have, so it's not a gedar shinoi of nishtana shemayim. And Mamela, Rashi holds that it would be kosher. And that's why Rashi, in the second Rashi, says only ktsitsa minamachubar apostles when you rip off a leaf. If you rip off a leaf and it wouldn't be minamachubar, so then it wouldn't possible because that's it's Shvay Olav. It was a leaf before, it's a leaf now.
That's Mechubar and Klusha did in the name of the Chayim. It's a property of the Chayim. It has nothing to do with the shame of it. Like, I'm talking about a large paper swap. You're correct, you changed one aspect of it. Only have one property of it. But the point is, it's a leaf before, it's a leaf now.
Mechubar, something that's Yanid Menakarka, it's something totally different. It's something that's this yanim when a character is he calls it, it's a chai that you kill. That's his lash. You took a living thing and you killed it. Now it could be it was yanim from an otzitz anyway, but lamaisa it doesn't have that unique in a character, which is the ikrichias of a tree or of a growing thing. It's not yanim when a character. The ikrichias that should be yanim when a character.
So. Well,
it's only different in the mechubar. You mean the difference in the gedarim of what's considered shinoi? Well, mechubar talush is something which it's sort of a given. The rules of such as mechubar lekarka are so different from the rules of things that are talush that we consider that to be a shinoi automatically. That's right, postical for you, sir. Exactly the same guy there. Why is it Musa?
It's a different song.
I understand. So the fact Mechubar is such a big shinoi that's called a shinoi. But otherwise, the Gedarim are the same. The fact that Mechubar is such a big shinoi, it's a shinoi. It's not shver to say in Rashi, because you have to remember the Rashbam holds nothing's a shinoi except things like Mechubar. So obviously, Mechubar is considered a major shinoi. But really what Rabbi Ruvein does, if I can say so, is he explains Rashi in a way that makes Rashi more mustaver than the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Rashbam is sort of just saying, it's a halacha. It's a halacha by Mechubar Lekarka or Mechubar Lebalchai. And Rabbeinu Tam is saying, it's true by everything. Which also is not so, such a davar mustaver, not so satisfying. In Rashi we see it. Now it's much more klar of a hagdara. The hagdara is this. The hagdara is the kosav inos. Between ksiva and the sina, you can't change the thing that you're giving. You can't have a change. You can't have a major shinoi. So the kosav inos, you write and then you give the same thing. If you did shinuyim that don't change the name, it doesn't pass them. So this is their hagdara in Rashi Shita. In the place game, I think, in the Shulchan Aruch, both sheets, as I believe, are brought down. say Seder Rashbam and Seder Ben Utam, which like I say is a tremendous chiddush. Now there's one more nekuda in this seemingly innocent Gemara, which is also has major ramifications in halacha. And that is, this atzitz nakuf, how is it given to the woman? How is this atzitz nakuf passed on to the woman? He wrote it on a atzitz nakuf, and he didn't break the cheres. If he breaks off the cheres, it's going to be a problem. So he gave the woman the atzitz nakuf. With which kinyan did he give it to her? So what do you say? Pashut. Huh? He picked up the atzitz nakuf and he gave it to her like anybody would give any kind of a get. You have a get, a piece of paper. Pick it up, you give it to the woman. So here, you know, she's standing in bed. She sticks out her hand for a get. So instead of putting a piece of paper in her hand, he puts a flower pot in her hand. The get is written on the flower pot, and that's how he does it. Now, Tysus, the re in Tysus uses a lotion. What?
Fold it up.
How do you fold it up? Yeah, you have to be a flower pot. It's not such a small thing because that Rabbi Kiva Eger attack of they bring from here. Let's see Tysus lotion. And then the same Tysus, Yatza Zeh, Ayrai Meri. The first word on the line, Ayrai Meri. Ayrai Meri. The Mistaver, the Eno Yisha Kaines, I get Shekasav al Ola Shal Otzitz Nokov. The Mishicha Sa Otzitz, Ayrahad Ba Asai. Calls a man Shalai Paske Yenika Sa Ola. Tosfos is going now, let's say like Abaya. Abaya says that if you write a leaf on an otzitz that's growing, you write again on a leaf of an otzitz nakuf, and you give it to the woman, it's good. So Tosfos, it's mistaver that the woman is not kind of the get, the mishichas otzitz adat ba'asai, calls a man shalai paska yanika sa'ala. Until you disconnect the yanika of this leaf, kedamina b'samach, like we're going to say macha b'alzram lebala otzitz like kana achias b'zram, which we're going to see in the next piece of Gemara. Avav b'mshich sa'ach, it's like kana dakati chashivi mechubar m'shas m'shich. Now these words of Tosfos are brought in to the discussion of the chumrah of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simin Reish Chaf Aleph in his tshuva has his chiddush, which we've discussed, that the only kinyan that works by get isha is a kinyan yad, or chatzah, which is also mishum yad. The only kinyan that works by an isha is a kinyan yad, or a chatzah, which is mishum yad, and therefore Rabbi Kiva Eger had his chumrah that the get should be folded and all place the yad of the isha. Because if something sticks out on the sides of the hands of the isha, then taki could be kind of that with hagbah, but hagbah doesn't work by a get. You need a kinyan yad by a get. From this re, it's a raya which way? From this re, Saraya. Saraya Lachara, not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Lachara Raya. The stipler in Simon Yud Zayin brings, I think from Rabbi Kiva Eger himself, who has said, what about this Tosfos? We see here in Tosfos that Meshicha or Hagbah work by a get. Tosfos says that over here the Meshicha Hagbah had to be that you place it the Yanika from the ground. But you see Meshicha and Hagbah work by a get. So this Tosfos is not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, Tosfos means that you do a Meshicha or Hagbah by putting the whole thing toich the hand of the Isha. The whole flower pot, this is a small flower pot, with a big hand. You fit it into the hand of the everything into the hand of the Isha, and that's what Taisus means. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. So Stifler asks, but I don't understand, that's Kinyan. What Taisus use the word Meshicha Hakba? If you mean you're putting it all Taicha hand, then that's Kinyan Yad. Well, what does Taisus mean? Meshichasai, doesn't help. If it's in our hand, so why use the word Meshicha? Why use the word Agba? Use the word Yad. So the Pashtus of this Taisus seems to be not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now Rabbi Shlomo Eiger says no. This Taisus is a raya to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because why does Taisus talk about Meshicha Hagba? Asitznakov, you could be kaina, but chazaka. It's connected to the ground. You kind of like a chazaka, like all kaka. How do you kind of kaka? Shtar b'chazaka. The keser shtar b'chazaka. So why did Taisus say shtar b'chazaka? Why does Taisus make you pick up the flower pot? What do you have to pick it up? What do you have to schlep it for? Do a kinyan karka, which is kinyan shtar, or kinyan, or if you let the lady be kinyan with a kinyan chazaka, let her do some kind of chazaka on the karka, and with that she'll be kinyan to get the Allah shalat esnaka. So for Shleimega, the fact that Taisus didn't talk about chazaka or shtar is a raya of mamish fakert. The Taisus means you need a kinyan, that you need a kinyan in the woman's hand. And Taisus Taki used the lashon Meshicha Hagba, but he means in the woman's hand, and that's why Taisus didn't use the lashon of the other kinyan. So you're asking a kasha which way? Oh, so why do something that's a two-step kinyan if you could do it in a one-step kinyan? That's what he means. There's no raya because you have to it's a one kinyan. But he means to do the chazaka on the get also. Because he doesn't mean the two steps.
So. All he's saying is that you do, it's not changing anything, you do it in the tamiyat, but you're doing it to get put in the hand, you're doing it from shit or hard
You bring a riot. The answer is Shlomega's riot.
Shlomega's
saying, why does Taisus chap on these kinyanim?
Taisus chap on chazaka shtar, right? That must be talking about that through kinyan. And how do you do that through a shifu or hakol?
The yad, but it has to be a kinyan that's with the yad, with the yad itself. All right, so you still have to come on to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's daichik. The Meshicha Hagba means that it's all in your hand. That Rav Shlomega is not changing. But the fact that he didn't chap on chazaka, or now the Stifler brings this. He says that this which he said chazaka, the file doesn't make sense chazaka, because the get you need the maisa of the husband to be machna the get. Chazaka is a kinyan which happens through the recipient. The recipient does the ma'aseh kinyan. A get, you need the giving of the husband to do a get. So therefore, he says the fact that he didn't bring chazaka is not such a shtar raya. All right, but shtar, he says, shtar would be a good raya. What about meshicha? So what do you need? The life meshach tifni of the you need a machna by meshicha too. So she's doing the Meshicha. Okay, again. Just to remember, Shleimeg is learning Taisus like a Kiveg. That means in the hand. Even Meshicha means in her hand somehow.
No, I'm saying, the disciples Kasha
of Chazaka.
Chazaka. He's saying, where's the Messias of the Baal? But by Meshicha also is the Messias of the Baal. She goes and she picks it up.
Meshicha, you need the participation of the Baal. Meshicha is a Ras Bailas. Kinyan Meshicha only works if the Machna is there. He says, Meshleif Meshicha, he has to do something. Chazaka, Dilila Chazek, the Kinyan. Maybe you do, then your question is good.
He's putting it on her hand.
She's the one.
And by Chazaka,
It wouldn't be that way. To put her hand, she'll do chazaka. I'll tell you, this is what it says in the Stifler. What struck me is if you pull out a Shulchan Aruch and you look in Simcha Chadalit, this is brought, the Beis Shmuel, Sivkot Yud Beis, writes, the way I understand the words, he brings Taisvis, he says that you're kind of with either Mashiach Agba, and it was possibly in Ikasai, I Bikinya Chazaka, he says Befarish. Beis Shmuel says, it could be told of Bikinya Chazaka too. So the Beis Shmuel learns. The Teres Gittin asks on the Beis Shmuel that not mashma that way from Taisvis, because Taisvis made a big fuss that it has to be Paskei in Ikasa, that the Otzitz has to be disconnected from the ground, to be unique of the ground, and if it's Chazaka, then it could be even like Paskei in Ikasa. So Taisvis is not mashma like the Beis Shmuel. So Nafinami, that's right. But upon him, it's clear the Beis Shmuel doesn't hold like a Bikivegas Chomra. So Beis Shmuel says it could work with King Chazaka too. How are you going to solve whatever problems you have with King Chazaka? But clearly the Beis Shmuel holds not like a Bikivegas Chomra. And he holds that even a even a Kenyan, even Shara Kenyanin could work.
Some people say the hand is still considered as being right.
Still considered? No. But King Chazaka could be. No, Taisus means that with the Mashiach and the Hagbah, it'll be Paskei in Ikasa. Taisus Lashon is. In other words, you know how it's possible? I mean, normally it's possible if I just schlep it and it's sitting on the ground. But could Rabbi Akiva get that my hands are under it? So Avadah has to be Paskei in Ikasa. Lashon of Taisus. Any Shekhanis against Chazal also not. You know what they want to say? In Ikasa Allah. It's not in the hand. Unless Rabbi Kivega's hand could be holding it from the side too. Unless you can hold it from the side, lock it from underneath. Maybe Rabbi Kivega's holding it in your hand could be. Kenyan Yad has to be in the hand. You say whatever success is now. If you hold it from the side, it's all in the hand. Let's say I hold it from the side. Bottom of it. Interesting. What happens if I have a pot and it gets written on the side and I put my hand around the pot that the get is written on? So what am I kind of with Yad? Kivega said you're kind of with Yad, the pot that's in the hand. So if I hold... No, it's had a lance. No, no. Aaron Light was asking that it's still being yanked from the ground, so it's actually your hand's not under it. So that's why I'm trying to figure out a case where your hand's on the side of it. The problem is that your hand's on the side of it, part of it is sticking up and down. It's not going to start with such a tiny flower pot that with the Olah Shel Zayis all in your hand.
How big is the hole?
How is?
It's small. But you have to dock under the hole.
The hole.
Normally, it's a little hole. How big is the hole?
I don't think there's a size to it. So what am I holding? The hole is still beyinik. And the get will be in the part that's under my hand. So in lamdis it's cut off. Is that mechusik tzitza? A lamdish mechusik tzitza? Huh? Is it? No, I'm a stabber. Huh? Would that be called mechusik tzitza? What do you say? If I grab onto the flower pot, I'm not cutting the flower pot, I have the whole flower pot, and I'm only grabbing on, let's say you go to Rabbi Kivega, you can only be kind of Kenyan Yad. So what's in my hand is the part of the flower pot that has the get written on it. The rest of the flower pot is sticking out. So for the get, all I have to do is cut into the part that has the get. Does that form a chusak tzitza on the rest of it? I do. I could just connect it.
Yeah, but
I can control it. I have total control over it.
I'm
just not answering my question. What?
Can
you do kinyan yad on
karka? The apple on somebody's tree, holding the apple in your head and dropping the rest of the tree. Is that a lie?
There's a Pnei Shua in Kiddushin somewhere. Oh, I know where, by Evet. It says Evet is this Kishlakaka. So how could you be kind of Evet with Mashiach? Pnei Shua is a Kasha. How could you be kind of Evet with Mashiach? Evet is this Kishlakaka. And Kaka you can't be kind of with Mashiach. So Pnei Shua answers, no, Kaka you could be kind of with Mashiach. It's just not possible. But theoretically, you could be kind of kakel b'shicha. That's what Pnei Shua says. That you could be kind of kakel b'shicha. So what? How's that?
The
Tzara Pnei
has a whole
sort of
world around it as well.
Yeah.
So that part
of
the
Tzara Pnei
is
going to
be called
anguish. Anyway, everyone's not answering my question. Even love this, it's kotzitz. Is that called Mechutz Ketzitza or not? Is it Svara, huh? Should, yes, be. Should be. Huh?
You're not getting the whole thing.
In Lomdis, because Rikivegas, your sight is Kinyin Yad, whatever's in your hand, you're kaina, whatever's is outside, is you're not kaina, it's like it's cut off.
Same thing, you can cut the apple on the tree, and the rest of the tree is still
passing
the ground.
Yeah, but then if I'm kainik because it's kotzutz, then there's a psal of Mechutz Ketzitza. At the time I wrote it, it was missing the Ketzitza. What? Again, you're not answering my question, though. I'm asking if I'm holding part of the flower pot.
It wasn't cut.
But I'm only cutting the part that's in my hand.
Yeah, you're cutting the flower
pot
that's
part of
your hand.
You're not cutting the surface. All right, so I don't want to be cutting the pot. But the pot itself is Mechutz Ketzitza, because now the part that's in my hand, I'm cutting, and the part that's not in my hand, I'm not cutting. Is that called Mechutz Ketzitza? That's called Mechutz Ketzitza.
Why not?
From Tosis himself later, it's Mashma, because Tosis brings the case we had where a person's makna to the woman to get, except the space between the lines he wants to keep for himself. And Tosis compares that to Mechutz Ketzitza, even though you're not going to cut it. No one's bothering to cut it. But Vaisis and Tosis are Mamda Shem Mechutz Ketzitza, is also Mechutz Ketzitza. That's what it seems. What? Maybe. Wait, in the case of the get? No, the whole, if you cut it after you give the Isha to get, it doesn't matter. You're giving it to the get, that's the Gemara's case, you're giving it before you cut. Okay, Akoponim, we have here from this Gemara the two Yesaidis, the two Nidainim, I should say. One, the Nidain of Mechutz Ketzitza, and the Stira and Shittas Rashi. The Rush, by the way, brings B'Shem Rashi that if you have a big piece of paper and you cut it after you write the get, then it's kosher, like Rashi, same as the Rashbam. And the Marsha asks from the Rashi here, where Rashi says that when that chayshu shall break off the cheres, especially if you do break it off, it's a psul. And Reb Reuven says that with his cheres, that'll be answered as well, because it's really the same kasha. And it turns out that Rashi's shita is that there's no problem with chusik tzitza on such a big piece of paper. And the second yisayid, which is this yisayid of Rebbe Kivegi, Nida Kinyan Yad, which is Shver L'Chayra from this Gemara. There's one other Gemara, and actually Gimel, the Gemara briefly entertained the thought that Maimon Shloshtan works by Kinyan Ged. That's also a Gemara which they asked the Rebbe Kivegi from. The Gemara there had a thought that Maimon Shloshtan should work by Kinyan Ged, so Maimon Shloshtan is also not a Kinyan Yad. These are the two Gemaras, Dafi Gimel and Dafi Aleph from the base,
which are the sugyas that are shvara on Rebbe Kiva.
According to what we just said, that would be one digit for the tikkun. So that means that if you rip it into two, that would also be the tikkun.
If you rip. Yeah, you have to remember, we're going now with Rashi Shita. They're ripping the paper in two, since the name doesn't change, it's not a star.
But
we're breaking a flower path.
Where if you hand around the whole area where the gets
but now it's not a flower. If you break that piece off, it's like a flower path. It's a piece of pottery.
Is
the question
the flower
path
or the question that it
would get? The question is the flower. The question is, the flower path loses chain flower path.
Sure.
But let's start the next Gemara. Gemara goes now into a few dinim of Otzitz. Otzitz shel echad, Bizroim shel echad. Acher. What does that mean? Who owns the dirt? Otzitz shel echad. Ruvein owns the flower path. Zroim shel acher. The seeds belong to Shimon. Who owns the dirt? Who owns the dirt? What? The one who owns Israel owns the dirt. Maybe the one who owns the flower pot owns the dirt? Huh? I don't know. I don't know why I would say one way or the other. I don't know. We're going to come out both ways. Huh? Go either way. What? Go either way. What? Who cares? Oh, so the Gemara is going to declare how you machna one to the other. Right? The Gemara now is not talking about Hilchos Gittin. Right? The Gemara now is talking about Hilchos Kinyanim. Right, so the pot is its own keli, and the seeds are their own thing.
So obviously, if
the dirt
has the pot, that's something to do with the plant. It must be owning the dirt also.
Must be owning the dirt. Now, so let's say the flower pot owner owns the pot and the dirt. This Rav Shalacher. And the seeds belong, someone else came along, and he saw empty flower pots, he planted the seeds there. Mochar bala otzitz, lebala zroim. So what can you do you make on the otzitz? Kibin shamash akana. Once you do mishicha, you kain. It's easy, right? That part of it is easy. Mishicha on a path. Simple king. Mochar bala zroim, lebala otzitz, loikana atriyazit bezroim. If the Baal HaZroim sells his seeds to the Baal HaOtzitz, Mashiach doesn't work. That's what Gemara is saying, no? Mashiach doesn't work. Actually, Yazik HaZroim. Until you do King Chazak on HaZroim. That's the Rashi touches Yazik. Actually, Yazik, you go Yichah Sha'idah, to have a Chazak. This Gemara is the Ferish Gemara. Not like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that Be'etzem Kinya Mishicha would work by Karka. Be'etzem Kinya Mishicha would work by Karka. Just, there's no Hechitimtza. How can you do Mishicha on a piece of land? But in Lamdus, the Pnei Yeshua holds that it would work. So to deceive this, in Sinan Kuftzad Ches of Katan Aleph, brings the Pnei Yeshua. And he's Matzmiah on him from this Gemara. This Gemara we see, the Gemara, that's the whole Gemara. This whole first case is to teach us that Zeroyim that are planted and growing, you cannot be kind with Mashiach. So we see that Mashiach doesn't work by Karka, not because it's not possible, but it doesn't work by Karka because it's not a Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan that works. Taisus said you do Mashiach with a Psika Sinika, then it becomes Metalfa. Right, once you place a Kinikasai, then it becomes a flower pack.
Maybe the Gemara just didn't say it becomes Mashiach with a Psika
Sinika. I don't know if you could. You could just pull it along the ground. A little along the ground and do a Mashiach. No. Unless the Pnei Yeshua holds, remember we spoke about the fact that some Rishonim hold that a Kenyan has to have Hayra's Bailus, has to show Bailus. If a Kenyan has to show Bailus, it could be that once Mishicha is not shayach by 99% of the cases of karka, so it already doesn't work even by a flower pot, but you could have the Hecha Timtza. But just because you found the Hecha Timtza, maybe it's not a serious for the Yeshua. So Yeshua says, Mishicha is not shayach by karka. It's true, it's shayach by a flower pot, but by most karka, it's not shayach. So it could be that he means that that's why it blives that Mashiach doesn't work. Mashiach is not a kinyan that shows bailus and karka. Could be. And it does work. That's good for what the Yeshua is saying. Well, I don't think you'll say the same type of Hiraz bailus, that whatever works on all karka has to work on a flower pot, I understand. Whatever works on all karka has to work on an ebed, after Hiraz bailus, that's a far cry. It doesn't make sense. It falls in the same category because the etzem will be shy. The lashon of the Yeshua is ain't done in efsher mishi yefsher. Can't learn ebed from karka, which is the efsher. Even though the sivus is, you have an echad timtza where it's efsher. But one echad timtza doesn't make kinyan into kinyan and karka. One echad timtza. It has to be. It's the efsher in the general cases. Could be kinyan and both the general cases.
If we're learning the old karka,
but all I'm saying is that the Hiraz Bailus of Evan is not Meshubah to the Hiraz Bailus of Karka. But it could be that the Hiraz Bailus of a flower pot is Meshubah to what's considered the Hiraz Bailus by all Karka. It could be that's a tuffle. It's a tuffle talking on a Karka. It's not. It seems just a passion. At the top choice is Otsit Shalecha Zrom Shalecha. Who had in Dabba Matzilash Inan Hakel Ba'otsit Zrom Shalecha. We don't have to have two different owners. Ela Ravusa Nakar Hachi. The Afal Gav, the Bala Otsit, Kain Zroim, the Bal Otsit. Afal Gav, the Bal. How's it go? Afal Gav, the Bal Otsit Kaina. Zroim Laikana. Even though they say someone came made a kinyan on a flower pot, the zrami is not kain. Afal pi shehein b'seicha otzit shaloi. What does this mean? But you're not kain with which kinyan? What does this mean? Which kinyan? What? Kinyan? Kli. Why is he kain with kinyan kli? Maybe it means kinyan chatzar. If I have an otzit that's yainik from the ground, could I be kind of kinyan chatzar? Something which is put into the flower pot? Huh? Whose ground is it underneath? Does it matter whose ground it is? Maybe. Okay, so tomorrow is a Brichas Avram on this Taisis. He talks about being kind of the Otzit or the Zrom with Kinya Chatzar. He brings what he calls Shita Hashach, which is a Shita that he'll spend a little bit of time on tomorrow. He brings, I think, three different Mahalchim and Taisis. We'll see that tomorrow, and hopefully we'll cover a little more ground in the Gemara as well.